All right, Monday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. We're going to get to all things Ukraine in just a minute, but I got to do some crazy stories first just for the fun of it, because once I start to talk about Ukraine, we're never getting out of it. So, all right, let me say it to everybody in the chat. Chopper Supernut is on. Hands Like Donovan is on. Praise Holler is on. C-Stuff is on. Snarl Barkley's on. Hassle Free TV is on. Snod.311 is on. D9597 is on. Mike Griffith is on. Judy Anita is on. Whammy Jammer 79 is on. Why Not Me is on. Key Lime 13 is on. Buckeye Nut 1968 is on. Sexy Pony's on. Neon Widow's on. Horror Hotel's on. Granite 2468 is on. Salty Gonads is on. Praise Holler's on. Prayers Work 2 is on. Let me see. DC941 is on. Big Jim Go Blue is on. Milwaukee James is on. Richard Perry 49 is on. Gritterdom is on. Veronica 18201 is on. Jules 21 Hours is on. Sheila K is on. Why Not Me is on. LA 106 Times is on. USA Abbey Girl is on. Motown is on. Dead Plant is on. Peg McGroin is on. Todd Stuff is on. Robin Aroni is on. KGPKCO is on. Let me see. Conservative Waffle is on. Rafa 9821 is on. JD Wool is on. Stefan Thomas is on. Biggie 92678 is on. Gloyd Shaw is on. Lisa Kinzer is on. I got you that one already. Let's see here. These Jesus People is on. Big Scott 1 is on. Confederate 1 is on. Uncle Wally is on. Scrolling down. Order in the Court is on. Naz Yeager is on. Let me see here. Still scrolling down. Lots of people popping on. Let me see here. Producer Aaron is on. Todd Suff already in the Rumble Rant. Thank you so much. Let's see here. Tim L. T-Bird is on. All right. Appreciate you guys. Last one I just saw. The Picket Fence is on. All right. Let me cover these real quick before we get to all the Ukraine stuff. Big, thick stack of Ukraine. We did the pregame. That's probably about all I would have ever. I don't even know if I'll get halfway through the Ukraine stuff. There's so much to this story. But I just had to show you this. This is a Frasia video. You can just side-by-side this, guys. Wildfire near Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Let's draw the distinctions between this and Southern California, shall we? See that stuff flying through the air right there that's not smoke or fire? You see that? You see what it is? Everybody get what that is right there? Are you ready? That's what you call water going through a fire hose. I mean, you see what's the difference between Trump states and totalitarian people, Republic of California states? See that stuff flying through the air? You can see it on the bottom right-hand corner and center left side of the screen. Look at that. That's called water. This is a wildfire in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Forest has burned 1,600 acres since March 1st. What's the date today, Aaron?
The 3rd.
Third. So it's about two and a half days old. 30% contained. It was like days before it was contained in L.A. Evacuations are lifted. No homes lost. Zero injuries. No homes lost, zero injury. Now, all you leftists that were putting this on social media going, why isn't Trump's out golfing? Well, you know, Trump can go out golfing when you actually have water coming into hoses. See, if it's a red state, when you go to put the fire out, there's water to actually put the fire out. You see the difference between the two? Just had to show you that, just so you know what's happening there. Should be out any really within a few hours, really, as far as not out, but sufficiently contained. All right, let's go to the next one. Rapid Response 47 video. President Donald J. Trump announces, now you got all these Democrats, all these jobs, and why isn't, as Scott Jennings says, why hasn't Trump fixed our four-year debacle yet in 5 minutes? And why hasn't Trump fixed all the problems that Joe Biden caused over 4 years in 5 minutes? And you hear Democrats talking about, where the egg prices, whatever. All Donald Trump is doing is adding more and more and more hundreds of thousands of real high-paying jobs. We're not talking about increasing minimum wage. We're talking about actual high-paying jobs. President Donald J. Trump announces a new $100 billion investment. Play for me, Brent.
Today, Taiwan Semiconductor is announcing that they will be investing at least $100 billion in new capital in the United States over the next short period of time to build state-of-the-art semiconductor manufacturing facilities. I think mostly it's going to be in Arizona, which is what I understand, which is a great state. I like it because I won it. But I won most of them, actually. But I did. We won it, and we won it big. The most powerful AI chips in the world will be made right here in America. and it'll be a big percentage of the chips made by his company. But as you know, they're based mostly in Taiwan, and they're far and away the biggest. There's nobody even close. This $100 billion in new investment will go into building 5 cutting-edge fabrication facilities in the great state that we just discussed, Arizona, and will create thousands of jobs, many thousands of jobs, and the high-paying jobs. In total, today's announcement brings Taiwan semiconductor investments to about $165 billion. They've started already.
So just a mere $165 billion. Trump just brought in a $100 billion investment. Now, this, so you know, this is chips manufacturing. This is why Taiwan is so important, is because, and what Joe Biden allowed Trump, allowed China to surround Taiwan with its navy, allowed China to do amphibious landing practices near Taiwan, all those different things. And again, Trump is slowly but surely cleaning up the 4-year absolute debacle, disgrace of Joe Biden. $100 billion investment. This is not AI. This is chips. This is chips manufacturing. Listen, I'm looking right now in this room. There's 3 of us that own F-250s and F-150s in this room. They're all run by chips. We don't have our F-250s without the chips. So we need to have this $100 billion investment. And now Americans, and this was the big threat, is that if we lose Taiwan, you lose all this chip manufacturing. So now you actually have Taiwan. And now we, guess what? Taiwan's smart too, because now they're not going to have to pay any tariffs coming in. That's what Trump's doing. People have no idea. When you actually have someone, and the people that are watching this too, when you actually have somebody has a business mindset, actually has business experience, what has Joe Biden ever done in his life? What's Nancy Pelosi ever done? What's Hussein Obama ever done except for being a community organizer? What have they ever done? Absolutely nothing. Nothing. They have no idea. They wouldn't know how to run a McDonald's. I'm not kidding you. You put Hussein Obama in charge of a McDonald's. You put Hussein Obama in charge of a desert, and in a year, they're going to be out of sand. That is the way that is most politicians, and definitely 100% of politicians. Put Jasmine Crockett in charge of an Applebee's. It'll be bankrupt in a month. They have no idea what they're talking about. We put them in positions of power in this country, and they're not supposed to have power. It's become a position of power because we've allowed it to be. They're our representatives. But anyway, so now we're going to build our own chips. Donald Trump is solving problems at a pace never seen before. We're talking about beyond George Washington here. I'm not kidding you. In the transformation of this country, of what he's pulling off right now. I mean, are there any negatives? Maybe a few. Not crazy about the Epstein stuff. Still haven't seen that. But listen, the FBI raided the FBI over the weekend. I mean, I think that would be a first ever in American history that I'm aware of, is the FBI raiding the FBI. Because you had the FBI raiding the SDNY in New York. Amazing. In Southern District of New York. That's awesome. So a whole bunch of jobs, $100 billion investment by Taiwan in the U.S. All right, Steve Guest video. Lawrence Jones calls out reporter Pablo Manriquez, a former staffer for, of course, who would he be a former staffer of? Democratic National Committee. For, in my opinion, committing felonious obstruction of justice for leaking ICE raids in Northern Virginia. Play for me.
Meanwhile, in Northern Virginia, if you were in the country illegally, you got a heads up over the weekend because the reporter, rather the editor for the Migrant Insider, Pablo Manriquez, with 45,000 followers, put out that ICE is planning raids today, that's for Monday, and tomorrow in Northern Virginia. 75 to 100 different warrants. And as of about an hour ago, that had 615,000 views. So the migrant community is well aware of what ICE has got planned today.
Did you see what he was willing to put out there, though? He said it was 75 to 100 judicial warrants. That means a judge has signed an order for them to be brought into custody, but yet he was still okay with tipping them off.
That's dangerous for our guys.
Yes,
are there
it is.
Consequences? For this guy, I mean, do the police go after him now? Because
they need to.
He's interfering with an investigation.
But he's a reporter. He got information. It's whoever leaked it to him. It could be somebody from the courts. It could be somebody from the federal government.
I think he's in trouble. I think that if you go out and hinder an investigation,
yeah. Just because you're a reporter doesn't matter.
There should be consequences for that.
Yeah, as a reporter, I'm going to broadcast to everyone.
You're defending people who have done something wrong. These are criminals. They're here illegal.
I think the line is when you start to aid and abet, whether you're a journalist or not, I don't even think that's journalism right there. He's clearly trying to help these people that are there. That post was leaked also to the activists there on the ground as well.
Right.
So these people are just going to flee. This is what happened with Aurora as well. Yeah, 200 federal agents that were flew from all across the country to help out with this raid, and they only end up catching about 3 or 4 of the people that they wanted to get.
California too.
Yeah.
Well, the guy got his scoop, and it could come back to boomerang because ultimately ICE is going to go eventually and find those people.
So basically, Pablo Manriquez, it's hard to say, Manriquez. That's a tough one. Rodriguez is easy. Manriquez is tough. So anyway, this guy, basically, I mean, he's a criminal. Aaron, you got that side by side, that pic of that, what I asked you for from that thing?
Yep.
Just pop that up. Sorry, I just want to read his actual statement. But anyway, I mean, and Steve Ducey actually asks at that moment, well, he's a reporter, and I don't think Steve was trying to make excuses for him, but rightly, it was argued at that point, it doesn't matter whether you're a reporter. You're not, okay, so a reporter, if they get a hold of America's nuclear secrets, they can report it because they're a reporter? Absolutely not. Let's look at Pablo here. Of course, what's he wearing? Of course. He's got a mask on because he's got to make sure that he has the swastika on for the globalist left so he can show his allegiance. He's got his oath of allegiance on, his mask over his face, telling you who he is, because there's only a certain type of person stupid enough to be wearing a mask ever. I mean ever, from 2020 on, and that, of course, is the globalist left. ICE raids are planned for Monday and Tuesday in North Virginia. That right there is a federal crime. And see, we can't back off. These people have to be arrested. They have to be prosecuted. They have to be made to pay for the things they've done, or they're going to keep on doing it over and over again. This puts lots of people's lives in danger. This is felonious obstruction of justice. It is a federal crime. Planned for Northern Virginia, per multiple sources who tell us ISIS obtained between 75 and 100 judicial warrants, which adds one final point to the story. These are not just like investigation. If you were to out an investigation, if you were to tell people, whatever local jurisdiction is doing an investigation of this area, that's a crime in and of itself. But he's actually putting it out there. He's warning people that actually have criminal warrants to run. These are people between 75 and 100 judicial warrants. He's warning people with mostly felonious warrants to flee the area because here come the people that are going to arrest you on the warrant. This guy should already be arrested. And we need to make sure that we're not afraid to arrest people like this because they're going to put it in the paper or whatever publication have you ever heard of this guy, Pablo, at Pablo Reports? Who cares? But yet, I guarantee you a lot of arrests were lost because of this. People could be raped because of it.
Mm-hmm.
People could be killed because of it, because these are people with warrants to be deported from the United States of America or warrants to be prosecuted inside the United States of America. Just imagine, does he know who, he doesn't even know what the warrants are for. It could be child sex trafficking, could be rape warrants, child rape warrants. And he just tells everybody run free. This is how blind the left is. It's the same thing with Ukraine that we'll get to in a minute. Same thing with Ukraine. Oh, Slava Ukraine because Putin invaded. Do you even know why Putin invaded? Why did Putin invade? Oh, Slava Ukraine. We're with Ukraine. We're going to fight for democracy. It doesn't exist. As you heard Douglas McGregor say on the pregame, do you realize that Zelensky has a secret police that goes around and executes people, puts bullets in their head if they disagree with him? And he has the Azov battalion. It's so funny that the very people right now who are most Nazi-like are the Germans again. Again, here it is, Aaron laughed. Again, it's the Germans again who are the most Nazi-like right now. And the Germans are the ones receiving the most fuel from Russia. Tom, I can't, except for people will say anything to gain power, to gain money. Love of money is the root of all evil. All right, let's go to the next one. Wall Street apes video. Medicare is overpaying $1 billion a year on just this one medication. Play for me.
Somebody alert Doge. We've got another drug that Medicare is getting absolutely gouged on. It is icosapent. In 2022, Medicare got this prescription 2.3 million times, and they paid an average of $479 each, which brings the total spent to $1.1 billion in only 1 year. However, like every drug I've talked about, it is a low-cost, widely available generic medication. At my pharmacy without insurance, that same prescription costs $50. At that price, Medicare could have paid for every single prescription in the country for only $120 million. That means Medicare wasted over $1 billion just because they are overpaying for this one medication. To clarify, I'm not talking about the price of the medication being too high. This isn't a case of Big Pharma gouging us. This medication is widely available at the price that I pay. Medicare overpays by 1,000% because the company they pay to manage it for them, that's the pharmacy benefits managers or PBMs, makes more money when the prescription costs more. That's why 3 out of the 4 largest pharmacies in the U.S. are owned by PBMs. They gouge Medicare to pay themselves. Nasty work by them. That makes 14 drugs I've talked about, and the total overpay is $9.4 billion so far. I've got more bad news, though. They don't just do this on Medicare. Almost everybody is using a PBM, and it is just as bad for everyone. If you want to see how affordable medications are without the PBM, go to forestparkpharmacy.com to look at our price checker and find out how much you could save. See you.
All right, so there you go. Now, again, the Doge alert. I didn't even know what a PBM meant, because that's the reason why it's so high. The reason why people are paying for this specific medication, $479 a dose, and at the pharmacy, it's $50. It's $50. So, again, you and I are paying for all this because this is through Medicaid/Medicare. So you and I are the ones paying for this is one drug that's $1 billion overpaid per year. One drug. And it's not big pharma is evil, but it's not even big pharma. It's somebody finally is screwing us other than big pharma. And it's these PBMs. The PBM stands for Pharmacy Benefit Manager. So you would think it's an outside agency that manages prescriptions, right? A third party that manages prescription drugs for insurance providers. PBMs work to reduce drug costs. Reduce them. It's $479 a dose under them, $50 at the pharmacy you just pay out of pocket. So if you go through Medicaid, Brent, Aaron, I, and the 920 people that are watching right now, we get to pay the extra billion per year that doesn't need to be paid because we're paying $479 a dose instead of $50 a dose. But here's the thing. It says PBM stands for Pharmacy Benefit Manager. Sounds like a property manager, right?
Yeah.
Right. Somebody you hire to manage your apartment complex, right? No, but it's okay. Problem is that the PBMs actually own 4 of the biggest pharmacies themselves. So they're managing the thing that they own. So wouldn't they be trying to make a profit? I thought it was to reduce the drug costs. No, they own. Why would they be trying to reduce drug costs that they sell? It says it's a third party, but it's not. It's everything that's in place has been put in place by idiots. I mean, these people, again, I don't mean to be redundant, but the people who are in charge of our economy, they can't manage a simple checkbook. The only reason why all these people are rich is because they're gaming the system. The only reason why any of these people are rich is they're all insider trading, and or their relatives, again, because remember what life was all about, what the United States is all about. There, yeah, again, there is, you have what was put together as a constitutional republic. That is long since dead, and we're putting the thumpers on trying to bring it back to life. But the republic is dead. What the United States is right now is basically a giant Ponzi scheme where our taxpayer dollars are used to form NGOs that make Democrats billionaires. That is it. Through multiple means. Either you form a $10 billion NGO and you pay 75 Democrats $5, $6, $10 million a year to dispense the $20 billion. And they dispense it into other NGOs that pay 30 or 40 Democrats millions of dollars a year to dispense those billions of dollars. And a lot of those billions or hundreds of millions of dollars go into Democratic Party campaigns. And then those Democrats pay their sister, pay their wife, their husband, millions of dollars in consulting fees. So all of our money goes to globalist leftist bourgeois elitists, which includes rhino Republicans like Mitch McConnell. So just so everybody knows, that's how it all works. Who's getting all this money? Who runs these pharmacy benefit manager companies? Who's that, I wonder? All right, so let's go to the next one. Speaking of Doge, two quick Doge slides here. Wall Street Apes video, and we talked about this before, a little bit more insight here. San Antonio, Texas local news went and investigated the NGO called out by Doge for receiving $18 million a month for an empty illegal migrant center. Play for me.
Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency, or Doge, has targeted a nonprofit based here in San Antonio, saying its contract for $215 million a year is canceled. News 4 San Antonio iTeam Waste Watch reporter Jay Avila has this story live from the Content Center.
Mandy, in a post on X, Doge said the Department of Health and Human Services had terminated a contract paying Family Endeavors $18 million a month to operate an empty facility in West Texas. The organization is also known as Endeavors, and you may have seen its administrative headquarters and wellness center on Dezavala Road, where it has a cluster of buildings and storefronts. Doge focused on an overflow housing facility for migrant families Endeavors operates in Pecos, Texas, which Doge says has been sitting empty, while Endeavors has been receiving the $18 million per month. Homeland Security reposted Doge's X post, tagging U.S. Attorney Ed Martin with the words, "Please investigate," to which Martin responded, "Duly noted, we are on it." I went to Endeavor's San Antonio headquarters today to get a comment from the organization. They responded late this afternoon by email. Endeavor's was responsible for maintaining operational readiness at the Pecos shelter, ensuring the ability to scale from cold status, operationally ready but not actively serving children, to full use of 3,000 beds as needed. Decisions regarding facility use and migrant sheltering locations were made by the federal government, not Endeavors. Any claims of corruption or mismanagement are baseless. Doge also claims Endeavors received its HHS contract in 2021 after a former ICE employee and Biden transition team member joined the nonprofit. Endeavors government disclosure forms show its revenues shot up in 2021 from $50 million to $658 million, reaching a peak of $1.1 billion in 2022.
So there you go. Again, with this, we covered this before, so I'm not going to go into great detail with it. But government disclosure form shows revenue shot up in 2021. The moment that the Biden transition team member, a very gay white man, so, you know, caught by James O'Keefe or Project Veritas, don't know which one. But anyway, caught on tape talking about this from his group that he calls Endeavors. But he says he works for Endeavors, but puts a different name on his Twitter profile page. Why would that be? Why would you, if you're asking me where do I work, Foundation Church, I wouldn't put Church of Foundations, or I wouldn't put some other church's name on my profile page. I'd put Pastor Foundation Church. But for some reason, he feels the need to hide, because everyone practicing evil hates light does not come to light lest their deeds be exposed. So the moment that this Biden transition team member joined the quote unquote nonprofit, because all that life is about in the United States is forming NGOs that Democrats can send all of our money to and pay other Democrats. Government disclosure forms show revenue shot up from that very moment from $50 million a year to $658 million a year in 1 second. Isn't that great? Reaching a peak of, get this, Aaron, $1.2 billion in 2022 for an empty migrant center. But don't worry, because Endeavor says we were paid by the government, by you, by me, by Brett, by Aaron, everybody watching right now, to keep it at operational ready status. Oh. Well, that makes me feel better, $18 million a month for an empty facility. And Democrat, imagine being a Democrat right now. You have to be in favor of keeping this thing open. You have to be in favor of paying to keep a facility open for $18 million a month without a soul in it. Sounds like a COVID hospital, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go to the next one. Benny Johnson tweet, breaking. Head of the FBI, this is SDNY, Southern District of New York. Field office in New York, James Dennehy. Bye-bye, James. Forced to resign or be fired following accusations by the Department of Justice in regards to his office hiding thousands of Epstein documents. And guys like this, you know, he's got his perfect hair, his perfect suit. They come out, and because they have perfect hair, perfect suit, they're like, we're their people of integrity. No, he's a disgusting liar. He was asked point blank by Pam Bondi, send me all of the Epstein documents. Did he do that, Aaron?
Nope.
No. He sent 200 documents out of tens of thousands. They've already found a room with all these files in it with diamonds and weirdo CDs. That wasn't sent in by Dennehy, but he's a righteous man. He'll be the next commentator on CNN. Right next to Andrew McCabe, who was fired. Right next to Comey, who was fired. Why were they fired? For lying under oath. For leaking, and Comey, for leaking classified information to his college professor. And then claiming he didn't leak it, his professor leaked it. After he leaked it to the professor. That's who these people are. Disgusting, reprobate, reprehensible human beings. They may look like, oh, this guy looks like the absolute statue of justice, doesn't he? But he's not. He's a liar. Why is this guy covering for a child rapist? Why? It has to be a reason. What is it? What's going on here? Is it the Israel connection to Epstein? Is the Mossad connection to Epstein? Is the Mossad connection to the RFK assassination? Is it the CIA's connection to Epstein? Is it MI6's connection? Who are these people covering for? I don't care who they're coming for. I want it exposed. Because here's the thing. If it was actually because the CIA was doing this to protect America, that's one thing. But is the CIA doing it to protect America or the profits of globalist leftists? That's it. We all know the CIA, again, just like the FBI, is just another brown shirt Gestapo for the globalist left. All right, let's go to the next one. I have to show you this one just because I have to set this up for you so you know what the Boston mayor is talking about here. Here's the Boston mayor. I also think it's the Boston police chief also making sure that there's no white men involved at all. Let's make sure. Can't have the evil white man involved in any of this stuff, right? A psycho tried stabbing a bunch of people in Boston and was stopped by a cop who shot him dead. Got another cop in the room. Sounds right, doesn't it, Brent?
Yeah.
Sounds right. Boston officials went on TV offering condolences. To the attacker. Play it for me.
My condolences and all of our thoughts are with the family of the individual whose life has been lost.
Our thoughts and prayers are with the family and friends of the individual who's been lost.
So our condolences go to the individual who was killed tonight.
Let's just make sure, Tom, you're a racist. In a town of mostly white people, that there's not one white person anywhere near a television camera. Like, I'm not a racist. I'm just saying, how much are we going to continue to hire based on DEI? Where you're at the place where every single one of these people is a stenographer for the global stuff. They wouldn't dare congratulate the cop on saving multiple citizens' lives. Because he was trying to stab, quote, a bunch of people and was shot dead by the cop. And they don't come out and say, you know, we have condolences for the people who are nearly murdered. We don't have any condolences for their future PTSD. We're sorry that the homicidal maniac stabbing lunatic. We're sorry. We our deepest condolences for his loss of life. He deserved what he got. He should have gotten a bullet right through the eyes. I hope that he did. That's where we are. Again, Tom, you made it about race. I don't care if I made it about race. I'm just wondering why it is that there's absolutely, you're not allowed to have any white people on commercials. It's hysterical to me. I think the Oscars were last night, right? It's amazing to me. Those people are going to DEI themselves right out of jobs. And by the way, I don't care who has the job as long as they're the best person. If they're the best person and they're a woman, great. If they're the best person and they're black, great. If they're the best person and they're white, that's fine too. That's actually okay. Now, let's show you this, because this is what Joe Biden has led us to. Kamala Harris has led us to. This is what Nancy Pelosi has led us to. Hakeem Jeffries has led us to. AOC has led us to. Jasmine Crockett has led us to. They're all in favor of this. Pink last night at the Oscars said to ladies and gentlemen and all of the other genders that do in fact exist. This is what these people espouse. This is what these people are in favor of. A Colin Rugg video, transgender high school track star demolishes the female competition in the long jump by 8 feet. This is usually decided by inches or half inches. He beats all the women, because he's a fully penis man, by 8 feet in the triple jump. Play for me.
Hernandez of Rupa Valley High School. Amazing. Three wins today. What was the SMR?
SMR, long, triple, and then I have high later.
And then you still got the high jump. Amazing performances so far. How are you feeling just about how the day went today at the Ontario Relays?
Very excited. I don't know. I did not. After long, I was like, oh, maybe I'm not going to do as good as triple, but I'm glad that I performed pretty well, and I'm just excited.
What do you think really clicked today in the triple jump?
I don't know. I think I was really nervous. I was like, oh my God, I was so nervous. Like, just jump good, please. After coming off of the big win at Arcadia, I was like, you can't just.
So I'm gonna relive part of the interview. What really helped you today? And Aaron, you answer. What really helped you today in your preparation for the triple jump?
Your penis.
There you go. That's what helped him right there. He won three events. Was looking for a fourth. Like the half mile, it's this guy. It's a fully penis man. He won the triple jump, which is usually decided by quarters of inches or an inch at most, by 8 freaking feet. It's like men winning weightlifting contests by 100 pounds. Usually win them by an eighth of a pound. It'd be like men. Like you ever watch like downhill skiing? Literally, it comes down to tenths of seconds. If you put a man in the women's contest, he's going to win by a minute instead of a tenth of a second. It's amazing. And again, if you're a Democrat, please keep running on this. And then imagine being such a simplistic, controlled, mindless moron to be that reporter. Sitting there, we're all going to sit here and pretend this is a girl. It's like you're going to pretend that COVID-19 is the bubonic plague. Man, just imagine in the core of your soul, the level of disingenuousness you have to sit there and act like these things are what they are not, or are not what they in fact are. All right, let's go to Ukraine. Let me set this up. Shorter version of Jeffrey Sachs. I hope you're not tired of seeing this, but I just like when we get into Ukraine to talk about how this war actually happened. Instead of having the Piers Morgan, Putin's evil. Putin's a dictator. I'm using like a redneck accent. I don't have a real good Cockney accent. But anyway, Putin's a dictator. He's evil. Slava Ukraine. Ukraine must win because Putin's a dictator. And like Tucker said in the pregame, what's the characteristics of a dictator? Because Zelensky has banned the Orthodox Church, banned opposition media, banned opposition parties, and here's a simple one, banned elections. So who exactly is the dictator? Who's more dictatorial, Putin or Zelensky? Well, since Putin still has the Orthodox Church, I'm picking Putin's less dictatorial, wouldn't you? But how did this war actually start? Concerned Citizen video, Jeffrey Sachs, play for me.
What was Putin's intention in the war? Not the propaganda that's written about this. Oh, that they failed and he was going to take over Ukraine. The idea was to keep NATO, and what is NATO? It's the United States, off of Russia's border. No more, no less. When the Soviet Union ended in 1991, and an agreement was made that NATO will not move one inch eastward. Now, what happened after 1991, the United States decided there would be no end to eastward enlargement of NATO. And the decision was taken formally in 1994 when President Clinton signed off on NATO enlargement to the east, all the way to Ukraine and into Georgia. So the NATO enlargement, as you know, started in 1999 with Hungary, Poland, and the Czech Republic. And Russia was extremely unhappy about it, but these were countries still far from the border. So the next round of NATO enlargement came in 2004. With the three Baltic states, Romania, Bulgaria, Slovenia, and Slovakia. At this point, Russia was pretty damn upset. So as everybody recalls, in 2007, President Putin said, stop, enough. And of course, what that meant was in 2008, the United States jammed down Europe's throat, enlargement of NATO to Ukraine and to Georgia. This is right up against Russia. and Russia protested, because if Russia decided to have a military base on the Rio Grande or the Canadian border, not only would the United States freak out, we'd have war within about 10 minutes. And a month later, a war broke out. That gets Georgia destroyed. And starting in 2010, the U.S. put in Aegis missile systems in Poland and then in Romania. And Russia doesn't like that. In 2010, Viktor Yanukovych was elected on the platform of neutrality. Russia had no territorial interests or designs in Ukraine at all. What Russia was negotiating was a 25-year lease for Sevastopol Naval Base. That's it. Not for Crimea, not for the Donbas, nothing. In 2014, the U.S. worked actively to overthrow Yanukovych. Everybody knows the phone call by my Columbia University colleague, Victoria Nuland, and the U.S. Ambassador, Peter Piot. Listen to it. It's fascinating.
I don't think Cleat should go into the government. I don't think it's necessary. I don't think it's a good idea. I think Yats is the guy who's got the economic experience, the governing experience, and, you know, fuck the EU.
No, exactly. And I think we've got to do something to make...
You don't get better evidence. Then came Minsk, and especially Minsk II. It said there should be autonomy for the Russian-speaking regions in the east of Ukraine. It was supported unanimously by the UN Security Council. The United States and Ukraine decided it was not to be enforced. There were many thousands of deaths in the shelling by Ukraine in the Donbas. And one of the issues on the table in December 2021, January 2022, was does the United States claim the right to put missile systems in Ukraine? And Blinken told Lavrov in January 2022, the United States reserves the right to put missile systems wherever it wants. So the war started. What was Putin's intention in the war? It was to force Zelensky to negotiate neutrality. And that happened within 7 days of the start of the invasion. Ukraine walked away unilaterally from a near agreement. Why? Because the United States told them to. The idea was that there would be Ukraine, Romania, Bulgaria, Turkey, and Georgia that would deprive Russia of any international status by blocking the Black Sea. And the American senators, who are as nasty and cynical and corrupt as imaginable, say this is wonderful expenditure of our money because no Americans are dying. It's the pure proxy war. And since the U.S. talked the negotiators away from the table, about 1 million Ukrainians have died or been severely.
So again, how it all started was you start off with Bush 91. Well, it's actually the how they ended World War II. You're like, no, World War II. And then, yeah, they listen, World War II wasn't ended until basically the early 90s under H.W. Bush, where you finally had the USSR was gone and they relinquished Germany. Remember how Berlin was split in half, East, West Germany, all that stuff. And to end that, Russia said, okay, we will end that. We will officially end World War II. Germany can be its own nation. We'll relinquish all of our rights to Germany on the agreement that the United, that not the United States, but that NATO, which we need to get out of, we need to get out of the UN and NATO today. And people are starting to talk about that right now. Elon Musk is advocating for us to get out of NATO on the contingency that NATO would, I don't even like to say we, all right, but that NATO, which includes the United States, would not encroach any further to the east. Have we? Now, I remember the argument between a reporter and John Kirby, who was a spokesman, I believe, for the Pentagon at the time. And this reporter is always holding the Pentagon accountable, probably a traditional liberal holding the Pentagon accountable. And he simply said to John Kirby at the time, Has Russia, because everyone's talking about Russia massing its troops on the Ukrainian border. And the reporter asked Kirby, has the Russian army gotten any closer to NATO? Have they? Because if we wanted that video right there, it's all fight over the Donbass, which is basically what the part of Ukraine. It's almost like its version of the panhandle, sort of. It's a part that stretches into Russia. That's the Donbass region, which, by the way, where all the rare minerals are. That's weird, which we're going to get to that in a minute. Gosh, dog, is it really 947? But anyway, so has the Red Army, has the Russian army extended anywhere towards NATO? Has Russia come towards NATO? Or is it NATO that's been constantly encroaching on Russia? And everybody talks about Vladimir Putin violates his agreements. Did we? Oh, Aaron, you're the man. That's what the fight's all about. Just so you know, that's what the fight's all about right there. That's it. That's it. That's the Donbass and the entire Donbass. It's Luhansk and Donetsk. Donetsk and Luhansk. Those are the breakout provinces. They want to be part of Russia. And by the way, Ukraine was part of Russia. And many Russians consider Ukraine to be their heartland. And by the way, everybody in that region speaks Russian and wants to be part of Russia and has asked Putin to come in and take them. Slava Ukraine! How does that make sense? I mean, again, imagine, you have to be such a mind-numbed robot, credit Rush Limbaugh, to sit there and go and say that we have to go fight for democracy in a country that's not a democracy, and we're going to go fight, and I have no geopolitical idea of how this war ever began. It began because we were constantly violating our own agreements with Vladimir Putin. I'm about to pass out. I got to take a drink, bro. I mean, I don't understand people living in abject stupidity with fervency. Slava Ukraine! Fight on Ukraine! I mean, here's my thing. Go sign up. Go sign up and fight. Hey, Krasensteins, you two little midgets, mentally and physically, why don't you two idiots go sign up? Somebody cut that part off right there and send it to them. Go sign up. You're young. Anybody's young enough or old enough to fight in the Ukraine war right now, you can fight anytime you want now. Go fight. You believe in it so much. Well, we don't think that we should go fight. Why shouldn't you fight? It's just like, I love that one video we played a couple times. You know, on the college campuses. You believe in DEI, that there should be a certain amount of blacks, certain amount of gays, certain amount of transgenders on the college campus should be given a spot, right? Well, okay, so would you give up your spot as a white man, or white females, actually, as a white female? Would you give up? Well, I don't really feel like I should give up my spot. Oh, so somebody else should, but you shouldn't. So that's how this world war began. We gave Russia the guarantees back in the early 90s that we would never encroach any further to the east. And then Hungary entered into NATO. Poland entered into NATO. Czechoslovakia entered into NATO. Is that a violation of the agreement? Putin's always violated agreement. But we in the golden West and the pure West, the virtuous West, we never violate any of our agreements. We violate every agreement. We did that in 99 and then 04. We added Romania, Bulgaria, Slovakia, and Slovenia. And then Biden comes in and says, well, he wants to add all of Ukraine and Georgia, and Russia invaded. Okay, Russia gave us from 1991 to 2022 to stop our ignorant ways. They didn't do a daggum thing. And all they wanted to do is take over the Donbass so that we can't put missiles right there. That's the point of it all. And again, if I honestly thought that this was in America's strategic interests, and that these people like John Kirby and Victoria Nuland, Jake Sullivan, Biden, Obama, Harris, they were actually CIA, John McCain, Lindsey Graham, if I honestly thought these people were trying to defend America, that'd be one thing. No, they're trying to defend their own NGOs that feed them millions of dollars. And these NGOs are formed based on having Ukrainian wars and various other Democratic Party provocations. All right, let's go to the next one, wherever I'm at. Am I at Carly Bonet?
Carly Bonet.
All right, here we are. Diplomacy, the Carly Bonet video. Diplomacy has never even been tried. Play for me.
I've seen it on TV as your excuse for being able to lecture the president of Ukraine in the middle of a war, as opposed to having some actual knowledge when he's telling you about Russia. And everyone knows about Russia's history, except apparently J.D. Vance.
It's clearly it's a political divide here, because it seems as if that Republicans are pretty happy what happened. Let's not make sure we don't have the revisionist history. Donald Trump was responding to a reporter's question asking about whether or not, you know, Putin. Donald Trump responded to that. He said, next question. One more question. J.D. Vance then piggybacked off of what Donald Trump was saying, and he was talking about the importance of diplomacy. And what he specifically was saying is that negotiating with one side, which is what the United States and Europe has done this entire time, not inviting Putin to the negotiating table, J.D. Vance was talking about that's how Donald Trump views diplomacy. It was Zelensky then who then turned to J.D. Vance and said, J.D., not Vice President Vance, J.D., to ask him a question. There wasn't a reason for him to ask J.D. Vance anything. I thought that Donald Trump and J.D. Vance did exactly what they needed to do in that moment because he was surely disrespectful, and he responded to it. I thought that they did exactly what they should have done. Bravo to Donald Trump and J.D. Vance.
Yeah, because it was all the false arguments that Zelensky was using that are fed to him either by his own stupid mind or fed to him by all the Democrats that he met with for hours before the meeting in violation of the Logan Act. But I digress. So very, very simply, what diplomacy we had, Minsk Accords once, Minsk Accords two. It wasn't just Putin that violated those things. It was Ukraine too, if Russian violated them at all, because Angela Merkel said that Minsk Accord number two, Minsk two, was just to buy time so Ukraine could arm itself. How's that an accord? So who's violating these accords? Tom, you're a Putin lover. That's what they always say. If you sit there and you speak the truth, again, the example that I always use is this. If you have a guy on trial for molesting children and you go, you know what, here's video proof that he didn't do it. So you're for molesting children? No, I'm saying he is innocent. I'm telling you he's innocent. Doesn't make me for molesting children. I'm telling you that defendant is innocent. See the difference? Democrats can't or purposely don't want to see the difference. So, I mean, bottom line is Putin is the victim here. He is. He's the one who's actually sat still and took it year after year after year. He was dealing with Bill Clinton. That's how far he goes back. Dealing with Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton gave his word that they, in 1996, that we would never progress eastward via NATO. Did we? Yeah, right here. Hungary, Poland, Czechoslovakia, Aaron's got it, Czechoslovakia, Romania, Bulgaria, Slovenia, Slovakia. You see those blue areas? Is that, that's all the main, that's not the advancement. But
they're adding slowly.
Yeah. Oh, it's too slow for me to use, but. So anyway, can't use that one, but it's good. And if you track it, Aaron, it gets to closer to this time, we'll use it. But anyway, let's go to the next thing. Benny Johnson tweet. Following the meeting between President Trump and Zelensky, Slovakia's leader, who actually has a brain, named Robert Fico, has declared that his country will refrain from providing financial and military assistance to Ukraine. Good. He's on our side. Good. Good. Perfect. Hungary's going to do the same with Viktor Orban. Because they actually understand how this war began. It didn't begin because Putin sit there like Megamind. I cannot wait to gain more territory. Have you ever seen the size of Russia? Why would they want to gain more territory? They have more rare earth minerals. They have their agriculture is just as good as Ukraine. They have way more oil, way more people. Why would they want more land? They don't. They want a missile buffer. That's it. Just like we do. We wouldn't want nuclear missile halos built in Toronto. In Mexico City, would we? Well, they don't either. How is that? Well, that makes you pro-Putin. No, that makes me pro-logic. It's got nothing to do with Putin. All right, let's go to the next one. Western Lensman video. Deep state debunk. Play it for me.
Donald Trump knew what he was going to do. And I think, as he said at the end, because he can't, you know, help himself, this was a setup for the cameras. It was a play to his base. But above all, it was a play to Vladimir Putin, to show fealty to Vladimir Putin.
For the last 10 days, in every engagement we've had with the Ukrainians, there's been complications in getting that point across, including the public statements that President Zelensky has made. But they insisted on coming to D.C. This agreement could have been signed 5 days ago, but they insisted on coming to Washington. And there was should have been a very clear understanding. Don't come here and create a scenario where you're going to start lecturing us about how diplomacy isn't going to work. President Zelensky took it in that direction, and it ended in a predictable outcome as a result. It's unfortunate.
All right, so there you go. And again, Susan Rice saying, Trump shows his fealty to Putin. No, he has an understanding geopolitically how this war began. If you're telling the truth about Putin, and it either hurts Putin or helps Putin, it doesn't mean you have fealty to Putin. If I say right now, Putin has never raped a child, you're pro-Putin. I'm telling you the truth. There's no evidence that he has ever raped a child. That makes me pro-Putin. No, it's just you don't have fealty to Putin because you're talking about geopolitical truth about how this war began. It began because of multi-NATO violations. That's why it began. And Putin took it from 1996 all the way to February of 2022. 26 years of abuse. And he sat there and he sat there and he went to one president after another. Herbert Walker Bush, Clinton, Bush again, Obama, Trump. I don't know if he ever had a communication with Trump. And the Biden, one president after another. I'm not saying he ever talked to Trump. He definitely, I mean, and then Biden spoke to him via NATO saying he wanted to add Ukraine into NATO. So year after year, they're sick and tired of it. And you see the countries are trying to surround the Black Sea, which then inhibits the Russian Navy. You have to be able to defend yourself. We have to give people the right to defend themselves, or they're going to launch attacks. And especially, can we all name the nuclear powers, of which Russia is one? And Russia has more nuclear missiles than everybody else, including us. The most advanced Navy on the planet is not us, it's China. We need to, let's deal in truth, because I just said something, Aaron, I said something positive about China right there.
Yeah.
I must be pro-Chinese now. I must be pro-Xi Jinping. Right? That's how you have, that's how the simple mind, it's Proverbs 14:15. Simple believeth every word, but the righteous looketh well to his going. I actually try to understand things instead of just barking out accepted tropes. Slava Ukraine, fighting for democracy in a country that's not a democracy. I mean, you put on a mask to defend yourself from this second coming of the bubonic plague, but it's a 99.997% survivable virus. Why are you putting on a mask? Well, I'm also vaccinated. Why are you masking when you're vaccinated? Why do we have mandates? So people have to take the vaccination to stop transmission infection, use the vaccine. That doesn't stop transmission and infection. Everything's a lie. Lives a TikTok video. Did you know that Biden once lost his temper with Zelensky? Play it for me.
Thank you so much, Molly. Let me go to Courtney. NBC News has new exclusive reporting about a phone call that happened between President Biden and the Ukrainian president back in June. What do we know about that conversation, Courtney?
Yeah, that's right, Kate. So in this conversation, President Biden called President Zelensky to tell him about a roughly $1 billion package of additional equipment and weapons for the Ukrainian military coming from the United States. During the course of the call, President Zelensky continued, according to a number of officials who we spoke with who are familiar with the call, President Zelensky continued to talk about the additional equipment and weapons and support that he and his military needed. According to these officials, they said that President Biden finally just got frustrated and lost his temper and told President Zelensky, look, you could be a little bit more grateful. The reason that this story is interesting to us and is something that we are reporting on and officials were speaking to us about is because it shows that all these months ago, President Biden already realized that there was going to be a point where the American people, members of Congress, where people would start potentially pushing back on all these billions and billions of dollars of aid and equipment that the U.S. has been providing to Ukraine. And he knew that the narrative out there needed to be that the Ukrainian people and President Zelensky were grateful for it if this was the support was going to continue at that same level, Kate.
All right, Courtney Kuby, some really interesting reporting. You can find more on our website, NBC News.
So there you go. I mean, again, it's already happened. So Zelensky had a piss-poor attitude with Biden, too. You know why? Because he's simply a comedic actor who played a president in a Ukrainian drama. And by the way, just so you know, and I have a whole video on this, but he was propped up by a Ukrainian billionaire who owned what bank? Aaron, this will sound familiar to you. Privat Bank, which is the money laundering operation for the Bidens.
Oh, my God. Oh,
wow. And Metabiota, which was also owned partially by Hunter Biden, which also which collaborated with the Wuhan Institute of Virology. That's kind of weird, isn't it? That's weird. Isn't it how it all kind of works together? All against you and I, would absolutely zero benefit and only harm to basically the Lao Beijing of the world, the what they consider to be the Walmart smelly people of the world, the deplorables of the world. That doesn't benefit us at all, but benefits them constantly. The very person who put Volodymyr Zelensky into office was the owner of Privat Bank, who laundered money for the Bidens. Amazing, isn't it, how they all know each other? And lo and behold, Zelensky can get anything he wants out of Biden. I wonder why that is, Aaron. Can you figure out why it is? Because the former owner of the bank that was giving money to Hunter Biden and laundering Metabiota dollars knows the dirt on the Bidens. That's why. And since then, Volodymyr Zelensky's a multi-billionaire owning properties all around the globe, but before he was a barely getting by actor. Insurrection Barbie video. I know people hate the truth. Here it is, another short one, line by line, how this war began. Play it for me.
When Putin first became president, at the very tail end of Bill Clinton's presidency, he floated the idea of Russia joining NATO. And Clinton said, yeah, I don't think we really like that. And he said, okay, if you won't let Russia in NATO, at least don't allow any of the countries on our border to join NATO. And Clinton said, that we can agree to. Next thing you know, Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, and Poland all join NATO directly on the Russian border. Then when Obama becomes president, at a summit with Putin, Putin said, I spoke with Clinton years ago about Russia joining NATO. It's something that we would like to explore.
Who said this again?
Putin.
Putin.
To Obama. And Obama said, no, we don't like that idea. We don't think that's going to happen. And he said, okay, well, you guys lied to me about these other countries joining NATO. So don't allow Ukraine to join NATO. This is going to be a serious problem otherwise. And he's like, okay, we won't. And then Joe Biden becomes president. And he's like, oh, you know, Ukraine would be a great addition to NATO and the European Union. And the Russians said, we've had enough.
So this just covers the communications with Putin. This one went on long before Putin even took office, because Putin took office during the Clinton administration. And he met with Bill Clinton and said, you know what? We'd like to be a part of NATO. Wouldn't that be smart? Wouldn't it be smart? You can't, because he's not a democracy. How's the UK a democracy? Can you explain out to me how the UK is a democracy? How is Germany a democracy when they have brown shirt Gestapos going around arresting thousands of people for saying things like, I don't want a Muslim invasion of my country? You get arrested for that in UK. You get arrested for that in Germany. You get arrested for insulting people in Germany. Then who determines what's an insult? How will you ever have an election again when you get arrested for an insult? If I say that politician is incompetent, is that not an insult? How in the world are you going to ever have an election again? But that's what Germany is all about. That's what the UK is all about. That's what Canada is slipping into being all about. Arresting people for speech violations. How in the world are these places democracies any more than Russia? How are they democracies? They're not. And Ukraine is worse than Russia. Worse. Because at least Russia still has its own Christian Orthodox Church. Not Ukraine. That's been outlawed. So it goes right down the line. Russia goes to Clinton. We'd like to be a part of NATO. No, we're not going to allow that. And so Putin simply goes, okay, since you're not going to allow us to be part of NATO, simply give me guarantees that you will not encroach any further east. Oh, well, what happened then? Well, they added Estonia, Latvia, and Poland, and one other country I can't remember, right then and there. Did Bill Clinton keep his word? No. Did NATO keep its word? No, but it's all Russia's fault. Again, going back to the reporter versus Kirby, who's actually encroached on one another? Russia has moved. Has Russia moved, Aaron?
No.
Aaron has the video. Russia's lost a bunch of territory in this whole agreement. The only people, and then once they lost all the territory, we could have just sat there, and they already lost all of Ukraine. They lost all of Georgia, lost the Eastern Bloc countries, all those countries, right? They lost them all. And we could have just sat there. And Russia never tried to get them back. Never massed their armies on the border, never did a thing. But we kept encroaching on them. Just like the reporter said to Kirby, have we encroached on Russia or has Russia encroached on us? It's very simple. Russia's never moved. Only NATO has moved. So he goes to Obama. Putin goes to Obama. We'd like to be a part of NATO. They can turn them down. They turn them down. You know, and he says, okay, but you guys lied to us because you've added all of these countries. Remember what they were. Since everybody told me that you wouldn't, you've added Hungary, Poland, Czechoslovakia, Romania, Bulgaria, Slovakia, Slovenia, Estonia. So how many countries is that? 10, 11 countries. Since you said you wouldn't add one, you've added 11. And they all are east towards Russia. So who are the evil ones here? Is it us or is it Putin? When I say us, I mean freaking NATO. And again, why do we even have NATO? NATO was put in place right after World War II to secure Europe because it was blown apart against Joseph Stalin possibly encroaching westward. That's why he had it. Why do we have it now? Why are we paying 70% of the cost for NATO? 70% of the cost for NATO. Why is it that over 40 years, None of these countries, France, UK, Germany, Spain, who has an army? Who has an army? And by the way, how in the world, credit Glenn Beck on this one, how in the world are they all so afraid that Russia's going to encroach westward when Russia hasn't even been able to take Ukraine yet? What would happen, credit Glenn Beck, if Russia tried to take Poland, which has a far better military than Ukraine, or Hungary, which has a far better military than Ukraine? They can't. How are they going to advance? They're not. Because outside of being nuclear, Russia's not that great militarily. China is. Russia's not. Just so you know. They're okay. They're nuclear, though. They have way more nuclear missiles than we do. And they're just as advanced. Possibly even more advanced, because possibly their hypersonic technology may be better than ours. We don't know yet. All right, so here's another Truth Now video. And this is about how we had absolutely no loan guarantees. You know, Volodymyr Zelensky, as soon as he got done being an idiot in the Oval Office, he flew over and met with all of these, you know, these war hawks, these manly men over in the UK. You know, the people like, hi, my name's Keir Starmer. You know, if anybody walked in the room and you're like, you're my leader named Keir Starmer, I'd be like, okay, I'm out. You're just too gay. And whether you're gay or not, you're too gay. And by the way, he's a pedophile protector and was one for decades. But anyway, other than that, they get all those. So they get, what does the UK give them? $2.6 billion in a loan. We give them $350 billion in unsecured monies. And by the way, one of the precipices of the explosion in the Oval Office was that Putin said, pretty much the same. Zelensky said to Trump, you gave us that $350 billion. We're refusing to give it back. And by the way, all he had to do was go there. Just credit Scott Jenkins on this. All he had to do was go there, sign the mineral rights deal, and go to lunch. He couldn't sign the mineral rights deal. Why couldn't he sign the mineral rights deal? Does anybody know? Because he already had a mineral rights deal done with the UK, signed January 16th. Yep. Whoops. So here's the $2.6 billion. Is it a gift or is it a loan? Play for me.
Let's talk.
Well, thank you very much. and that's our side of it. And in the next few days, the disbursements of money, we should be able to make those to Ukraine. I know that they are needed as quickly as possible. Thank you so much, Minister, for being able to join us today. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
$2.6 billion will last you about 4 minutes, so that's already gone. That $2.6 million never arrived and is already gone. And by the way, all that money, of course, Zelensky has acknowledged that he's only received out of the $350 billion that was sent to him, somewhere around $70 billion. So the rest of it went to NGOs that employ solely Democrats. We know that. Staffed completely and totally by Democrats. That's where all of our money has gone. So here we go. So Volodymyr Zelensky runs off to the UK after his disastrous meeting with Donald Trump. And here's Starmer to Zelensky. Play for me.
Well, let me just say that you're very, very welcome here in Downing Street. As you heard from the cheers on the street outside, you have full backing across the United Kingdom. And we stand with you, with Ukraine, for as long as it may take, and I hope you've heard.
So Keir Starmer just told Donald Trump basically the same thing, that we're lifelong buddies. That's how these people are. Just absolutely disgusting, repugnant, repulsive human beings. That's who Keir Starmer is. Again, pedophile protector for decades inside as a prosecutor, inside of refusing to prosecute pedophile offenders inside of the UK. That's who Keir Starmer is. So he goes, of course, you're always welcome here backstabbing Donald Trump, his alleged strongest ally in the world, backstabbing him. And here's the thing when it comes to the UK. Now, they say they just signed a 100-year deal. 100 years. Of course, Keir Starmer is what? He's in his 60s probably be alive for another 20. He signed a 100-year deal to defend Ukraine, to be allies with Ukraine, and, of course, to share in their rich mineral resources. Also, 100-year deal. All right. So who's going to fight these wars? So you can just side by side this one. It lives a TikTok video. These UK soldiers will fight against Russians. Here's the UK soldiers. Manchester, UK. Here's the UK. These are the people that are going to storm Kyiv. These guys right here, they're going to storm Kyiv from Manchester, UK. Fight on, British soldiers. Look at us in the trans rally. Look at these. These are the people that are going to take Kyiv by force. These people right here is the UK. This is the problem. This has been their army. You and I have been paying for their protection because this is what they want their army to be. I'm wearing my nice green beret. Don't you like it? It accents my fake eyelashes because I'm a fully penis man dressed as a woman.
Hoorah, daddy.
Yeah. Unbelievable. All right, let's go to the next one. RT videos. Zelensky's forced mobilize. Oh, side by side this one. Here's Zelensky. Here's the recruitment efforts inside of Ukraine. This is the truth, by the way. Remember, this is what J.D. Vance said. Okay, this is the problems that you have. You are conscripting soldiers. They're catching them on the streets. Most everybody who had a brain has already migrated to Hungary right now and to Poland when they had a military-age son. But for those that are stupid enough to leave, they're going to get the Zelensky recruitment efforts full force aimed at them. And if they don't comply, they'll get a bullet in the head. All right, let's go to the next one. Mario Nafal tweet. Here's Ursula von der Leyen, great advocate of the vaccine COVID passport. Von der Leyen, Europe must urgently rearm. How are you going to do that, Ursula? You have, first of all, what's hysterical about this is she's from Germany. Germany's sole source of fossil fuels is pretty much is Russia. Okay, they still have Nord Stream 1. The NATO blew up Nord Stream 2, but they're still Nord Stream 1 fueling Germany. So I'm wondering how it is, since you basically have no power and people in Europe are having to use burned wood right now to stay warm, how exactly are you going to rearm urgently? How? You have no factories. You have demilitarized. You have deindustrialized. You have no nuclear. You've torn down your nuclear power plants. How exactly are you going to rearm quickly? You have no technology. You've done no R&D for 40 years. But how are you going to rearm quickly? Your only defense is our air defense systems over Europe. That's it. How are you going to rearm urgently? European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has called for an immediate surge in defense spending. That'll help. What are you going to do? Buy more green berets? Let's get some more green berets and pink berets for the latest military trans parade. Warning that Europe must rearm after years of underinvestment. Yeah, no kidding. That's what Trump said. Why is it that we're paying 70%? Why are we paying 70% of the NATO budget when you're paying 30% and you have like 50 countries and we're one country and we're paying 70%? And by the way, not only are we paying 70%, we're also paying for all of our military bases stationed around the EU. She stressed that the EU nations need more fiscal flexibility to boost military budgets and show the U.S. they are serious. Oh, they're serious about it. Good, go for me. You know what? Give not that which is holy unto the dogs. Neither cast ye pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you. They sit there and they rip America. They hate America. They criticize America. They tear down America. They burn our flag. And you know what? And then they live under the shelter of our wing. They live under our shelter of protection. Disgusting human beings right there. That disgusting little globalist whore. All right, let's go to the next one. MAGA Marine video. Yes, I said globalist whore. All right, here's RFK on why this war happened. Play for me.
This is a war that should have never happened. It's a war that Russians tried repeatedly to settle on terms that were very, very beneficial to Ukraine and us. The major thing they wanted was for us to keep NATO out of the Ukraine. The big military contractors want to add new countries to NATO all the time. Why? Because then that country has to conform its military purchases the NATO weapon specifications, which means certain companies, Northrop Grumman, Raytheon, General Dynamics, Boeing, and Lockheed, get a trapped market. To March of 2022, we committed $113 billion. Just to give you an example, we could have built a home for almost every homeless person in this country. We then committed another $24 billion since then, 2 months ago, and now President Biden is asking for another $60 billion. But the big, big expenses are going to come after the war, when we have to rebuild all the things that we destroyed. Mitch McConnell was asked, can we really afford to spend $113 billion to Ukraine? He said, don't worry. It's not really going to Ukraine.
It's going to American defense manufacturers.
So he just admitted it's a money laundering scheme. And who do you think owns every one of those companies? BlackRock. Yeah, BlackRock. So Tim Scott, during the Republican debate, said, don't worry. It's not a gift to Ukraine. It's a loan. So raise your hand if you think that that loan's ever getting paid back. Yeah, of course it's not. So why do they call it a loan? Because if they call it a loan, they can impose loan conditions. And what are the loan conditions that we impose on? Number one, an extreme austerity program, so that if you're poor in Ukraine, you're going to be poor forever. Number two, most important, Ukraine has to put all of its government-owned assets up for sale to multinational corporations, including all of its agricultural land, the biggest single asset in Europe. In Ukraine, there's been 1,000 years of war fought over that land. It's the richest farmland in the world. It's the breadbasket of Europe. 500,000 kids, almost, Ukrainian kids, have died to keep that land as part of Ukraine. They almost certainly didn't know about this loan condition. They've already sold 30% of it. The buyers were DuPont, Cargill, and Monsanto. Who do you think owns all of those companies? Yeah, BlackRock. And then in December, President Biden gave out the contract to rebuild Ukraine. And who do you think got that contract? BlackRock. So they're doing this right in front of us. They don't even care that we know anymore, because they know that they can get away with it. And how do they know that? Because they have a strategy. And that strategy is an old, old strategy, which is they keep us at war with each other. They keep us hating on each other. They keep the Republicans and Democrats fighting each other, and black against white, and all these divisions that they sow.
It's just like Russell Brand said, if you have a military-industrial complex, then what is it that they need to be constantly financed? War. If you have a medical-industrial complex, what do they need to be constantly financed? Which, by the way, it's coming out now about COVID. The word COVID-19 was used in 2019 by Big Pharma. That's all coming out. It's all the truth. It's all gonna come out. So if you are the medical industrial complex, what do you need to stay financed? Disease and pandemics. Same thing here. If you want the military industrial complex to be endlessly financed, because again, the military industrial complex finances the globalist left, lots of NGOs financing also the military-industrial complex via various sources, CIA sources, USAID sources, and blah, 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 blah. But anyway, so again, they want the complete destruction of Ukraine so that Ukraine becomes a part of NATO in order to build NATO, to build Ukraine's army, navy, backup, and all the various infrastructure. You have BlackRock standing by because you have to be a NATO-approved contractor to rebuild and to supply military weapons and equipment, because it has to be, once you're part of NATO, you have to go through NATO contractors, which are all owned by BlackRock. Again, we're not a part of this economic system. They allow us just enough to get by while the rest of them get filthy, rotten rich. Nancy Pelosi, never making more than $200,000 a year, but it's worth $200 million. Again, you can side by side these ones. This Erica video starting off here. This is military recruiting efforts inside of Ukraine right here. Military, this is what J.D. Vance confronted Zelensky about. Don't act like you're all superior, and you don't need the United States, and you're not thankful, you're not grateful for all the United States has done for you, because you're having to conscript men up to the front lines, as they are doing right here. Does this look like a democracy to you? Is this the democracy all the Democrats want to fight for? Imagine being so simple-minded that you're going to call this a democracy. Just flip it right to the next one, guys, because that's pretty much over. Here's another one for you. Here's more recruitment efforts, 228, 2025, no stay on the bottom. He's running for his life because here comes Zelensky and this democracy of Ukraine. This is, you're will fighting, we're going to send you up. Whether you have Down syndrome, whether you're 87 years old, we need another body at the front lines. We need to feed you into the meat grinder. There he is. This is democracy and the Democrats. So we're going to fight for democracy. This is our ally. You're going to call this an ally? You're going to call somebody devoid of all morality an ally? There's our ally. Look at him drag him into the black van. There's your morality. That's your democracy. Unbelievable. All right, let me try and find our next spot here. I got to skip ahead because I cannot believe it's 10:22 and I got to get to this one part here. All right, go up to this one. Go up to this one for me, Brent. Go to Bruce Porter Jr. tweet. Can you find that one for me?
Got it.
Yeah, you can just put that one right up. There we go. I just wanted to show you this. Following the recent White House meeting with Zelensky. Hang on a second. I want to make sure I didn't go past something here. Okay, good. Yep, good. Following the recent White House meeting with Zelensky, Norway's prominent marine fuel provider, I don't know how to pronounce this, but I don't know, Aaron, what do you think? Haltbach Bunkers. That's quite the name.
Bunkers.
They're bunkers, all right. Bunkers. Haltbach Bunkers has declared it will cease supplying fuel to U.S. nations. You know, that's perfectly fine. If that's what you want to do, you know, and you can go broke doing that all that you want. But let me show you this, though. Let me show you this. Go to the next one for me. Yeah, there you go. Norway wants to fool around and find out. Let them go ahead and find out. We have today been witnesses to the biggest bleep show ever presented. That is supposedly a private company in a democratic country of Norway. And now they want to fool around with President Trump. Okay, you can go bankrupt then. That's fine. We don't need them. We can set up the infrastructure to fuel our own ships. It's like timber in the United States. We don't need Canadian timber. We simply do it as a favor, and we've been going into trade deficits to do so. No, we don't need your timber. We're doing it as a favor. We don't need you to refuel our ships. We'll do it ourselves. That's fine. It may take us a while to build the infrastructure, but we'll find somebody else to do it. No problem. There's plenty of people who want to participate in the economy of the United States of America. So Norway, you can shove it. You can shove it. You want to call it a bleep show as a private company? You want to take sides? Fine. That's absolutely fine. So they're refusing to fuel United States ships. Absolutely fine. That's what Norway wants to do. And by the way, every single dime, all these Europeans are wanting to get together now. They want to be independent. Let's let them be independent. Let's pull all of our bases. Here's a good video. Elon Musk parody video. This is not from Elon Musk. It's an Elon Musk parody account. What if the United States cuts off ties with Europe? Play it for me.
The United States cuts all ties with Europe. You think Europe can survive without the US? Think again. The UK loses $80 billion, 360,000 jobs, and 4% of its GDP, with energy prices up 25%. Companies like Rolls-Royce, $3 billion, BP, $8 billion, and Unilever, $2 billion, face losses. Additionally, 8,000 US troops, along with F-35 jets, leave. Meanwhile, Germany loses $168 billion, 690,000 jobs, and 4% of its GDP, with energy prices rising 20%. Siemens, $5 billion, BMW, $10 billion, and Mercedes, $15 billion, take harder hits. Furthermore, 35,000 US troops, along with Patriot systems, withdraw. Additionally, France loses $46 billion, 360,400 jobs, and 2% of its GDP, with energy costs up 24%. Airbus, $11 billion, L'Oreal, $12 billion, and Sanofi, $10 billion, face losses, and 1,000 plus US troops, along with F-16 jets, depart. Similarly, if the US cuts all ties with Europe, the continent faces a $1.3 trillion trade loss, causing a 6% GDP drop and a 0.50 euro against $1 devaluation. No US LNG, energy prices rise by 30%, and with no nuclear umbrella, no satellite intelligence, and no US, it means no NATO.
There you go. Hey, you know what? Walk away. You want to be like the bunkers outfit? Walk away. That's good for us. We don't need to protect them. We can walk away. We'll pull our economy. You don't want to trade with the most powerful economic force on the planet? Absolutely fine. You'll lose $1.7 trillion instantly. 6% of your GDP is gone. 30% of your economies are gone. No problem whatsoever. This doesn't affect us at all. We don't need your fuel. We don't need your wine. We don't need anything. We can do it all ourselves. We need one thing, rare minerals. And you know what's funny is that this is a clown world video. As Putin offers U.S. rare minerals, stating, we have more than Ukraine. We'll give them to you. Fine. There's no difference between Putin's better than Zelensky. He's less of a dictator than Zelensky. Putin's not going around putting bullets in people's heads. Is he recruiting like that? No. No. Zelensky's doing that. Does Putin have a man with a taped up penis as his military spokesman? representative? No. Volodymyr Zelensky does, or did. Here you go, right here. Here's our NATO defense spending. Oh, yeah, that's fair. Look at all the other countries. Look at all the other countries involved in NATO. Look at Canada right there on the side. I mean, this is so freaking pathetic. $860 billion. The next closest is the UK at 65. No, Germany, 68. $860 billion. And here comes Germany with its Stasi going around arresting people right now for speech violations, for insulting people, giving $68 billion. Look at France at $56 billion. None of these people could ever defend themselves. I mean, you look historically speaking, World War I's lost without the United States. World War II is lost without the United States. They'd already be, that entire continent would be German. It'd still have Nazi flags flying over it. They would have lost in World War II to Germany and then transitioned into Hitler's Third Reich in the 30s. Without the United States. And look at the difference. This is how huge it is. Well, screw these people. And a bunch of dictatorships anyway. You honestly believe that Germany is a democracy? The UK is a democracy? France is a democracy? France's prime minister is married to an obvious trans man. It's obvious. And it's obvious that Justin Trudeau is the son. I mean, a Fidel Castro. It's obvious. Look at the pictures. I mean, they're twinsies. Let's go to the next one. Mario Knopfall tweet. U.S. Social Security payments sent to Ukraine. Oh, isn't that fantastic? Yeah, just so you know. I wonder if that's all those empty accounts and, you know, the 3.9 million people that receive Social Security payments that are over the age of 130.
Yeah.
I wonder if they were all going to Ukraine. Newly serviced federal spending records show direct Social Security payments totaling millions of dollars being sent to recipients in Ukraine under retirement insurance programs. Isn't that great? Doesn't it make you feel good as an American that your money's going over there and bankrupting us? When you're having to print money, you ought not to be loaning money or giving money. Isn't that an acceptable ideology? I think it is. Let me show you this. MJ Ultra Truth video. This is crazy. Here's the reason why we had the blowout in the Oval. Play it for me.
Well, first off, they've got to change the fact that on the 17th of January, the British signed an agreement with Ukraine to have exclusive rights to those deals. Kirchner, this is a battle of dueling narratives. You can go check it out. This is on the British UK website. Mm. It talks about this 100-year Ukraine and UK signed a 100-year deal.
Right.
Over security guarantees and economic development. So what happened is that I believe President Trump and his team found out that they were being played. So this has become a set of dueling narratives. The BBC just said today there's massive protests here. Zach Andrews just said all the European leaders are behind Zelensky. We are being played. We, the United States, are trying to be signed up to a deal that we provide security guarantees to a economic development deal that Keir Starmer has already signed them up to do. So the first thing it has to do is people have to take a step back and be honest with what's really going on. And so I think what happened here, I don't know the details, it wasn't in that meeting, but Kirsha, the president was trying to play a straight line deal to sign an agreement with them over this mineral rights deal, knowing full well that the British had already signed on this 3 days before his inauguration. So where we go from here is both sides, if this is going to work.
All right, so there you go. So it was already a done deal. People are like, Volodymyr Zelensky walked into an ambush. No, he had already ambushed the Trump administration. Remember, they keep saying Volodymyr Zelensky keeps saying he's going to sign the mineral rights deal. And then 10 days later, he's not going to sign it. Then he says he's going to sign it. Then he doesn't. We had our Treasury Secretary over there, Bessette, was over there already. And he refused to sign it then after saying he was going to sign it. And then they said, just sign it while you're over there. And he insisted, Volodymyr Zelensky insisted upon a trip to the United States. Of course, he met for 3 hours in violation of the Logan Act with senators prior to the meeting, which basically all they did was probably make sure that Volodymyr Zelensky knew you already have a mineral rights deal. This is people, these are allegedly United States senators on both sides of the aisle, by the way, Rhino Republicans, which are actually Democrats, and Democrats meeting with Volodymyr Zelensky for three hours prior to his meeting with President Trump, telling him, don't give any ground now. Don't get me wrong. You already have a mineral rights deal. Let's make sure. They're making sure they're sabotaging what the current administration is doing, which is a violation of the Logan Act and maybe even possibly treason. But President Trump, MJ Truth Ultra, President Trump found out they were being played. The UK discreetly signed a 100-year deal with Ukraine 3 days before President Trump was inaugurated. What I think happened is that President Trump and his team found out and they were being played. They are trying to sign us up to a deal that would provide security guarantees to an economic deal Keir Starmer has already signed them up to. So get this, is what they're trying to do. Volodymyr Zelensky kept insisting upon security, what was the exact word? Security guarantees, so that our military goes in and secures those areas of the Donbass where we are harvesting those rare minerals. But those harvests of rare minerals will be going to the UK, not us, with our military protecting that industry that the UK is benefiting from. That's what this is. And we're getting ripped off again. Again, they go in. UK signed a 100-year deal for harvesting rare earth minerals out of UK. But can they secure the Donbass? No. If you noticed on that map, the only areas that Russia has taken are along the entire Ukrainian border, just a couple miles in. That's all they've taken. Could have taken a lot more than that. But they obviously want a demilitarized zone. You know, that's not the right map. It was on the other thing. That's not the right ticket. There's a more accurate map. And that's accurate on the Donbass. But if you look at the areas that were under, if you go in the last video, Aaron, it's on there. It's a little red area, but it's the entire border of Ukraine, not just the Donbass, the entire border. That's all they've taken. Could have taken a lot more, but that's what they've taken because they want a buffer between NATO, NATO's missiles, and their country. But anyway, so what they're trying to pull off here was this deal was signed on January 16th, 4 days before the Trump inauguration. And what Zelensky wants is the United States military to come in and secure Ukraine so that deal can be implemented, the deal between the UK and Ukraine for rare minerals. Not us getting the rare minerals, UK, and we're the security so that the UK can get rare minerals instead of us. No, thank you. We're out. Trump knew that. That's why he knew that going in. That's why it went bad. So again, Trump's informed. All right, that's way too late. 10:34 is way too late. What am I doing? Rumble Rants, Florida Bubs, $20. Will Gilbert, $20. Todd Suff, $10. Love you guys in the rant. Love you guys in the chat. Stick around for the post game. It's very uplifting. It's very good. Lots of dogs. Love you guys. See you tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. God bless you.
Thank you for watching the Tom Lively podcast. We appreciate your support. As a special thank you, when you donate $25 or more, you'll receive a free TLP mug. Sip your favorite beverage while enjoying all the insights from our episodes. Your support helps us keep bringing you current events from around the globe. Donate now to claim your mug.